Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you that knows that many podcasts doesn't necessarily mean many good experiences. Yet people consume the internet through podcasts that were not specifically designed to provide the best online experience. It's a Thing has changed the way people consume podcasts through innovative software and hardware. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, our nasally delivered podcasts have revolutionized the world of listening.
That was my nasal. This, by the way, this was brought to you by archive.org, not brought to you by in the advertising sense, but Rich went deep into the archive to find the website of thejuju.com.
Wow.
And its apparent product, Fusion Garage.
Circa July 17th, 2011.
Like, he's having too much fun with this.
No kidding.
Too much fun.
You know what, hey, I should everyone. Get him for that, Molly?
What?
The perfect white t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness. You mean the uniform?
But does it exist? How can you find it? This is partly me making fun of the Wall Street Journal, but partly identifying that they're probably onto a real thing, which is people being anxious about whether they can find the perfect white t-shirt. Does it exist? Well, the Wall Street Journal says yes, and they have an article about how to find it.
An entire article. Wow.
By Aria Darsella.
The uniform never goes out of style, and I think is definitely back, along with the, you know, sort of like a little bit of an 80s look. And by the uniform, I mean white t-shirt with some version of a jean, either a jean short or a jean skirt or a jean, a black belt, maybe a Gucci belt, as we have previously discussed. But the white t-shirt. Wow. You can find the perfect one.
Yes, but you'll have to pay for the Wall Street Journal to find out how. it's behind the paywall. Actually, it's really just a kind of a top five article. They just list five different types of white t-shirts that are out there and where you can get them. Like, you know, the typical white t-shirt that you think of, Uniqlo, which I probably could have guessed. But then they have the oversize and the slub, where the cotton is irregularly knit. Then there's the fitted t-shirt and the baby tee.
Obviously. The baby tee, I'm sorry to say, totally back.
Yeah.
Did not miss that, but it is back. I appreciate the Wall Street Journal giving us a range of things to choose from. Uniqlo, by the way, recently rediscovered Uniqlo.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't totally realized that what it is affordable theory. You know that show, that store Theory?
Yeah.
That's super expensive.
Right.
But just like really nice, sharp, crisp, single color knitwear. That's Uniqlo. Uniqlo's knockoff Theory.
Uniqlo. I always thought of Uniqlo as Gap adjacent.
I think it used to be, but now it's gone way more simplistic.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. And I'm into it.
It's Uniqlo, not Multiqlo, Tom.
It's just Uniqlo. I'm not one of everything. At all that they have the perfect white tee.
Yeah.
At Uniqlo.
No, absolutely. It makes sense.
Is amazing.
This is one of those, like, just need to acknowledge white t-shirt, been a thing forever. As you mentioned, the uniform, but definitely having a resurgence, when you get the Wall Street Journal to write an article about finding the perfect white t-shirt,
about friggin' t-shirts.
I think you've reached peak thing.
Yeah. That is
a peak
sure.
thing. On the graph, you'd have multiple peaks for the white t-shirt, but we're at another peak right now.
Yep, exactly. Well, sort of similarly, I brought a thing today that is kind of like a little bit niche and probably a lot of people already know about it, but it's now become popular enough that it's worth mentioning. And that thing is drop shipping. And drop shipping, which is spelled as one word, kind of annoyingly, is basically the thing where it feels like people are selling a lot of stuff on Facebook Marketplace or anywhere else, some kind of a Shopify store. And they can procure you anything like, oh, I bought a gardening bench and a pair of pants and a this and that. And it's because they actually like have set up a store where what they do is sell an item and then they go buy that item somewhere else, a third party, and ship it directly to you.
Yeah.
And that's called drop shipping. They don't inventory or warehouse anything. And they don't, it's like just in time arbitraging. They buy it from some third party site that's presumably cheaper than, you know, what they sold it to you for, and they send it to you and they just like take the cut.
And you can, somebody years ago told me like, you need to get into drop shipping, Tom, you know, just have your website, with Daily Tech News Show do like HDMI cables and stuff. And they were explaining that you can set it up where Shopify or any of those big cartel, whatever, can automatically order the item for you when it's ordered from you.
Right.
Right. Like you don't even have to do anything. You don't have to like get the order and then go buy it at Alibaba or whatever. You can just plug it in to where, you know, it automatically, let's say it's an HDMI cable. Somebody orders an HDMI cable from my store and the system just automatically places an order with the Chinese factory that makes them and tells them to ship it to that address.
Yeah. It's just remarkable. I mean, it's really, if you have even the minimal patience that it sounds like it requires to set this up, can be, and it's sort of one of those things where it's like, not exactly a scam, but definitely skirts it. Like certainly it's a rip. It can be, it is not always.
Scammers can use it, right?
Scammers can use drop shipping and definitely are. And they're using it even just in the sort of in a just a markup way. So like you buy a thing for $3, you sell it via a series of direct consumer, really fancy Instagram ads for $15, and you pocket the difference because the people on Instagram are, you know, dazzled by your marketing and too.
Right. Cause you made a pretty picture of it. And yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. When I looked into it, I found the hard part was not the technical part. That was easy. The hard part was finding someone I trusted to connect to all my stuff to.
Right.
Because there's scams all over the place. There's the drop shipping scams that are using Instagram to fool you to pay them and then they send you something crappy. Then there's the drop shipping scams, which are the suppliers scamming people like me into thinking I'm going to be getting this stuff shipped and they're just taking the money and then I'm on the hook for the customers.
Right. And then it never ships.
Yeah. Yep,
exactly. Yeah, it's fascinating. And it's almost like ghost kitchens.
Yeah.
You know,
ghost warehouses.
It's literally just, they're just making it up and sending stuff out. Anyway, it's enough of a thing that I made an offhanded comment about something the other day. And then my son was like, oh yeah, it's like drop shipping. And I was like, okay, I guess you guys all know about it. And so, probably like half of these businesses are like teenagers.
I would have thought the supply chain mess would have killed this.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's the opposite. The supply chain mess has fueled it because it's one of the ways you could actually get a thing. Because
maybe
all the places with warehouses and inventory management are the ones running into the supply chain issues.
Oh my God, you're probably so right. But a one-off order is no big deal.
Yeah.
Yep. Fascinating. Yes. At Porter says, this sounds like capitalism, which.
Well, I mean, yes, it absolutely is capitalism.
It is, but it's the fact of, like Tom said, the ease of use where you as the merchant here don't exist in any other form except, you know, like branding, and a Square account. You sit there, you accept payment and stuff gets shipped and you don't even ever touch it.
And there's like, nothing wrong with that. I would push back on the sort of the aura of like, this is a bad thing. It can be a bad thing and it's used by bad people and you should be very careful. And there's a lot of scams out there. But if you have a legitimate supplier who supplies a decent good, which is a big question and hard to find, that was what I found. But if you have that, then me just going out and finding people who don't know that exists, like I'm providing a service. Like I found the good supplier of the thing. Let me help you get it. And then I take a cut in the middle. That is business. That's how stuff works. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it absolutely is. And it is obviously the reason it's a thing is because it's extremely effective. I mean, it literally is like the best way, like a ghost kitchen now might be the best way to be a food delivery business. The drop shipping is the best way to be an e-commerce site and arbitrage the middle. And, you know,
sure,
people could shop cheaper if they wanted to, but they clearly don't want to.
Or you might even be getting them a discount. Like we have so many, the gestalt these days is to have the assumption that everything is a ripoff, but it doesn't have to be. It could actually be an efficiency that improves things for people.
It could be. It certainly has enabled a lot of online business at a minimum.
Yeah. Because think about it. If I buy an HDMI cable from a Radio Shack, Radio Shack has to pay for storing it in a distribution warehouse, storing it in the retail store, paying for the employees to stand there and all that. Now, RadioShack.com can get rid of paying the employees to stand there, but they still have to pay for the storing and the inventory management. Dropshipping reduces all of those costs, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like pop-up e-commerce.
Yeah.
It's super interesting.
It's muddy water, but muddy water can still grow a plant. Just don't drink it.
Just don't drink it. Don't consume too much of the muddy water.
Here's one that will listen. I know some of you were like, oh, Tom, you're no fun. You were thwarting our ability to just make fun of Silicon Valley with the drop shipping thing. Stop talking, trying to talk sense. How about this? Protocol.com has a story about the trend to put TC at the end of everything, which stands for total compensation. So in other words, people are signing their forum posts, especially on an anonymous networking forum called Blind, they are signing with their total compensation as a way to indicate where they are in the hierarchy.
Wow.
And in fact, there's even the phrase TC or GTFO on Blind that says, if you don't add your total compensation, you just need to get out of here.
This is fascinating.
Now please just like roll your eyes now, everyone.
Wow. Unless you say how much you make, you're not going to be taken seriously, or your seniority or lack thereof would never be known to the community.
Yeah. Blind itself is a weird Silicon Valley thing where it's like, we want a network, but we don't want to know who each other are so that we can more fairly evaluate people based on what they say, not what job they're at. And then maybe we can, you know, find friends and dates and all of these things, but also please put your total compensation so that we know whether you're important or not.
We still want the VIP line. Like, we still don't want to just be guessing that you might be some chump.
Yeah.
That but the best part is it came from 4chan.
Only the highly compensated people tend to be required to put TC. If you're paid low, you can get away with just putting a peanuts emoji and people are like, oh, okay, fine.
Oh, that is like I think
it might have started as a, hey, you know, we're all anonymous here, but put your total compensation so we have an idea. Like, are you a manager? Are you an executive? Because, you know, there is a power imbalance, right? They could have started from a good place of like, we need to know where you are in the hierarchy, but it has turned into dick swinging, basically.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. And yet has, as one person put it on Twitter, done more for paid transparency than any diversity program.
that part is true, where people are like asking each other, like, hey, my TC is 150 and I work at Apple doing this, you know, what's your TC? And they're like, I'm at 200 and I'm working at Amazon. Like, oh, okay, good to know. Yeah,
like, wait just a doggone minute.
Yeah,
but still, that
and I, mean, that was not so meant to actually be actual numbers or companies. That was just me picking names.
That's so us. That is so that is just so the Valley / America right now. That's hysterical.
TC or GTFO.
GTFO. Wow.
And it's the protocol article points out that it's gotten to the point where people are putting TC on like things like trying to find someone to have lunch with because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble if they don't put it on there.
Wow. That's It's fascinating and vaguely loathsome, which leads me perfectly into my second thing for today.
Which I desperately, desperately don't want you to be right about, even though you probably are.
And I wish I weren't, but I'm pretty sure I am. It's the return of Logan Paul.
That settles it. If he can come back, he'll become president someday.
I mean, I think that's probably where we're headed. Yeah. Like, Jake is not coming. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you are so lucky. And I wish I could be you. The Paul brothers are, of course, YouTubers who burst onto the scene, like, 10 years ago now? I mean, they've been around forever.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
They got famous on Vine. These two, I think, or Logan. I've forgotten that.
Yeah, you're right.
And then he's got this younger brother, Jake Paul, who is the worst. We like don't speak of him. They sort of just got like so obnoxious and out of hand. And then Logan Paul did all this terrible stuff where he like filmed a body in a Japanese, like somebody who had committed suicide in the Japanese like suicide forest, and just a whole bunch of other just totally distasteful crap, and sort of just went away for a while. And then Jake Paul got into boxing and is like, of course, like a crypto guy, because why wouldn't he be? And somehow Logan Paul has gone a small version of quieter and is now coming back as an investor. He like has raised a bunch of money. He himself is doing some boxing. My kid told me he's trying to sort of like rehabilitate his image a little bit. And I was like, that can't be true. And then I was just like looking like I do on the Google News. And sure enough, I found this article like in, you know, sort of a lifestyle mag, demarge.com. Who is Logan Paul? How the YouTube star became famous from just May 2nd. I know. I'm so sorry. I just feel like this is where we fucking are in America right now. So it's not even.
It doesn't actually bother me that Logan Paul does what Logan Paul does. To be honest, it bothers me that people are giving him another round, because the first round where he did the crazy things on YouTube and then, you know, escalated, that's all been done before, right? That none of that surprised me. What worried me, though, is there was a little bit of a flavor around that of like, he's so outrageous. I love him, even though I hate him. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, that reminds me of a couple other people. And if he can make a comeback out of that, then he's golden. And what you're telling me is he's making a comeback out of that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. He's coming back. There are all these articles about how he's like moving to Puerto Rico because he's had it with LA.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, that's like what most people do when they had it with LA. They don't go to Austin or Denver. They go to Puerto Rico.
I mean, you got to admit, that's different.
It is. Well, but exactly. Right. But that's the thing, right? Don't do the expected. Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy who prompted me to literally do a story that was like, YouTube is incentivizing the worst behavior in the world. This was like in 2016.
Nothing he ever does is like, wrong either. Even the dead body in the Japanese forest was a mistake. It was a misunderstanding. Like, he's good at that game.
Yeah. It's just a joke.
Oh, come on. You're misinterpreting.
Why don't you have a better sense of humor?
That's not how it was meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did like 50 million apology videos. I mean, it became a meme in itself to make fun of his apology videos. Obviously, he has NFTs. Obviously. But he's just, I don't know why, and I wish it weren't true. But he's back.
Well, between that and TC or GTFO, I think we need to set down our thing finding implements for a week.
We really do, because I don't want to know anymore.
That we can't find them. It's just we're afraid of what we find.
Don't want to.
Our powers have become too powerful, Molly.
We're turning up the dark underbelly of thingdom.
Thankfully, we have an audience full of y'all who find wonderful things all the time. You're the best. So not only are we going to pass along a couple of those now, as we always do, but next week, all you. We're just going to cleanse the palate with your amazing things.
By the way, Puerto Rico has zero taxes on crypto income.
So. Does anybody have taxes on crypto income?
There we go. Yes, the U.S. has taxes on
crypto. Well, isn't Puerto Rico part of the U.S.?
Right, good point. Maybe it has a different state
law. So the state doesn't have taxes on crypto income, but neither does the state of California. So
you're right. I don't know. Good point. But no, it's a taxes thing. He even said that. Ugh, barf. Okay, yeah. You know what? You're right. Keep going. Keep going. Feedback and other things.
Yes, yes. Mike on Lane Wandering wrote, I work in a welding shop in Colorado, so there has been zero work from home in the pandemic. Sorry to hear that, Mike. I think the lane wandering is tied to people, one, returning to the real world and being out of practice on driving, as Tom mentioned. Two, people that still had to go to work being out of practice driving through the heavier traffic. And three, both groups of people mentioned being out of practice leaving their phones alone while driving. I do not think it has a big thing to do with legal weed, as people have been driving while smoking that stuff as far back as the 90s, as long as I've been driving here, clouds and all.
That's amazing. Could be, could be. And then Tazel or Tazel wrote in on a new trend from the youth. Hi, Tom and Molly. Regarding the sped up songs, this has been a thing for a couple of years now. My daughter has primarily only been listening to this on YouTube for quite a while. It's called Nightcore or Daycore, depending on if it's sped up or down. This is amazing. As far as I can tell, this isn't the same as chipmunking from the 60s and 70s, although found much conflicting results about that. They take normal songs and then just speed them up or down. For more info, wikipedia.org/wiki/nightcore. Every time I go into my daughter's room, she writes, or he writes, she has some Nightcore song playing on YouTube on her TV, most of them being versions of anime songs. Damn.
I love Daycore.
Daycore and Nightcore is like amazing.
Chipmunking. It's the best.
Like, there's so much in here that's so good.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
And then Brian has spotted a new meme. I don't know if it's the current Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial occurring, but I've noticed a lot of Jack Sparrow memes, TikToks, and reels recently. I think it might be a thing.
Interesting. And I'm sure that's related.
Pointed out jogging Jack Sparrow on TikTok.
Jogging Jack Sparrow. I bet that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
That's good. And by the way, if you're wondering why the feedback section is so short, it's because, once again, let us remind you, next week is all feedback. All the time, because we've been getting so many good emails and voicemails and all kinds of fun things. However, the shout outs are normal length. Shout outs, of course, for those who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing. And this week's shout outs are based on how to choose hold music for your business.
Your shout outs are very important to us. Have you checked out our website, where you cannot find the answer or you wouldn't have called us anyway? Please check out our website at website. We'll keep mentioning the website over and over while you wait to ask the question you couldn't get answered on the website. Have you checked out our website?
God, that was upsettingly good. All right, let's see. I'll take the, I don't know, first two.
All right. Yeah, we definitely need to bring the music back in. Sorry. Here.
Yes,
here
definitely. Bring that music on in and let's work through it. All right. Picking the appropriate David Grizzly Smith is crucial. After all, there's a reason Morris Jones music is a running joke. We know that waiting is annoying and that Benjamin Forrest influences mood. Don't just queue up some Miranda Janelle and call it a day. Do strategize your Lee Price picks. Kevin Sill is subjective. What one Eric Duncan enjoys, Laura Abel might despise. Even that pillar of Jake Wood's neutrality, Mike Akins, can inspire wildly different reactions.
So how do you choose the right Gabriel Cohen? Start with what's appropriate for Andrew Bradley. A funeral home wouldn't blast Joe Hood. A sports arena isn't going to stream some Louis St. Amour to the fans. Know your audience, understand their mind space, and pick your James C. Smith accordingly.
I feel like we now need to make Joe Hood a custom t-shirt that says a funeral home wouldn't blast, Joe Hood.
Or put Joe Hood on blast.
Put Joe Hood on blast.
Either one.
Absolutely incredible. Phenomenal. Incredible as always.
Phenomenal, my friends.
Rich Straffolino's custom handcrafted artisanal shout outs, of course, being the highlight of our week, but only possible thanks to you supporting us. Patreon.com/itsathing. Thank you so much.
You can also email us your things. Keep them coming, folks. Feedback@itsathing.me. And we will feature a bunch of them next time. Talk to you then.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.